דבר שהוא על פי האמת, שהעולם התרחקו ממנו מאוד. 3:48. Another thing that according to the truth of the Torah, but really the world is very, very far away from this. אסור שיעבדו גברים ונשים ביחד בשום פנים ואופן. Men and women cannot work together. בשום פנים ואופן, any case. There's a lot of tikkulim, a lot of things came out of this. A lot of problems. A lot of problems.
Women in combat.
וזה לא משנה מי זה. Forget that, I'm talking about simply. It doesn't make a difference who it is. It could be the biggest rabbi and his secretary. You heard stories already. It could be the biggest tzaddikus in the world. Asur. Im yesh sikui, sheyeh rak yirur. If there's a chance, there will be just a bad thought. Just a thought. Of an aveira. Already you need to put a mechitza made out of iron, and out of concrete, maybe, who knows. Rak yirur. And if there's istaklut, if you can see her, there's chemda, there's coveting, right? If there's talk, if there's speech between each other, Hashem Yerachem. A person with his wife? Unless gets upset at her, why is she doing her work well? But no, that's news, right? We're talking about, a lot of times, there's a boss, and he has a secretary, a personal secretary. It's not only in the movies. In real life, and not only in the Goyish life, also in the Jewish life, a lot of stories. I read somewhere that the person he had an office, and he had a secretary, not a personal secretary, secretary of the office. And like in America, they do like that they don't call her by her first name. They call her Mrs. Mm-hmm. Mrs. causes a distance.
Well, not she. Everybody's called by her first name.
What is that?
It's gone nuts here. Everybody's calling everybody.
First name, Chas v'Shalom.
Go to a bank teller. She calls
Yaakov. Mazda.
And her first name.
Avaya. I go to someone's house. It's Mrs. Mm-hmm. Your friend's wife. She's a Mrs. She's not her name. My sister-in-law. She calls. If I answer the phone, she tells me it's my brother's wife. Shalom, the Ishto Shel Hillel. Doesn't tell me your first name. That's how it's supposed to be. You make a distance. You don't want to cause any problems. There's been so many problems. It's not Sana Chazal. In this generation, there's many, many stories that I don't want to open here. And I know about. Big problems. Big problems. We don't want these to cause. It doesn't make a difference how old you are, how old the woman is. Don't mention it.
The story of I don't remember who the rabbi was. Sorry, I don't remember his name. He lived in a multi-level building, a third floor or something like that, back in Europe about 100 years ago. He was already in his 80s. It was a widower and 80, 85 years old. And a woman came and had a question. And she's known as the ugliest woman in the entire town. Okay? And the shamash let her in, asked a question to the rabbi. The rabbi jumped out the window. Jumped out the window when the shamash closed the door.
85 years old.
Yeah. And the shamash heard the woman shout, "What's going on?" And he says, "Rabbi's downstairs." "What'd you do that for? You're 85 years old. She's in her 60s, other than that, the youngest woman in town." The Yetzirah has the ability to turn me into an 18-year-old and her into the most beautiful woman in the world, if you wanted to.
Yeah, you have to be very careful with these things. But anyways, you know, simply you call a woman Mrs. Yeah? You don't call her by her first name. Doesn't make a difference who she is. Your wife, you call her by her first name. Right? Only your wife.
Well, my wife is Chachmoni. And there was somebody who tried to organize something, but maybe still has it. In B'nai Brak, he invited Shatraniyot to come work in his office, in a centralized office. Each one has their own little booth. As a man. And he's divorced, and he's looking at wife himself, which is why he set up this inter Shatraniyot system. And he goes between them, talking to everybody with him. I told my wife, said, that's what is going on here. I said, you quit now.
Yeah. How much by that?
You quit now.
I know. Kol echad yodea la emet. Each one will admit. You don't have to admit to me. Admit to yourself. Adam shenichnas la misrad shuvet. I heard this shir from the Rav, by the way, speaking this. Writing from a shir from the Rav. A person entered the office that he works in. The yeshama ovedet, and there's a ovedet there. There's a woman working there. Hayim uikanet patzuf kafu b'italem emela. Is he going to walk in with a frozen face and ignore her? Or she agit shalom v'chayech mashlomech. How you doing today? Lichora, zan agash derecheret. Right? Seemingly, it looks like it's derecheret. So you say hello to people. Could you work with someone and not show him a little bit of a nice face? A little bit of a heart? This is the heart of the Yetzirah. The and the proof is many, many people, good people, tzaddikim people, they fell. Even if the first shalom was very clean, it's just time to be polite. אבל בסוף שלום עדיו שלום עד שנדע וברך השלום שלום כבר another שלום and a nice שלום until there was no שלום anymore כי הדרך מהקצה דרך ארץ עד הקשר אישי שמילת עולם החמרה התעניינות קצרה מאוד the way between סתם השלום a little דרך ארץ into a personal connection where a person is already getting interested and saying hello in a nice way but then it's very short and many many houses homes were destroyed through this many and he doesn't want to stay and Rav Arush stressed Rav Arush and many people came to him with destroyed houses destroyed homes people came and admitted what they did and what they've done he knows they come to him all the time he's not Sam saying this the person is not allowed to say Lize lo yikre, to me it won't happen why? The Mishnah says El apotropos la'arayot how do I say in English?
How do you translate it? Illicit relations.
There's no apotropos. No one's guaranteed that he's free. Not Rav Arush, not Rav Eliezer Berland. No one. The Mishnah says no one. And apotropos. Not this generation. Forget about this generation. Of course, no one. Talking about Tanaim. Tanaim. Am I right? Tanaim. That we don't even comprehend what these are.
Ish Babai Shel.
Matya Bacharash.
Yeah.
How can we don't understand what this is? You have to know a Chazal saying and know what they're talking about. And you don't have to be a big believer to understand that it's true. Especially in this generation.
So you call him
Mrs.
Stone. Mrs. Mrs. Stone.
Yeah, I call everyone around my wife. Says my mother-in-law, I call her. What's it called? Email. But you don't call. Yeah, it's a much getting it's a personal connection. And you don't say shalom. You don't say shalom. How do we say? How do you say it in a polite way? You say in general. You say in general. Mashlom chem in Hebrew. You say, how are you guys doing? Not you. Be very careful with this. Yeah. If it's a woman, yeah. And a woman, that's a sister man. They don't say, Ma ata rotze. Ma atem rotzim. Shulchan Aruch, it's not a Hasidus. Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to say hello to a woman. You can't say shalom to a woman. Shulchan Aruch, it's not a Hasidus. You believe in Shulchan Aruch that you can't eat worms. You believe in Shulchan Aruch that you have to put on tefillin every day. You believe in Shulchan Aruch that you have to keep Shabbos. Yeah, you believe him. You can't go on Shabbos. So believe in that. You said you can't say shalom to a woman. To your sister, you can say shalom and call her in person. Invite. To your sister, to your mother-in-law, you can say shalom to her very nicely. Invite.
You say. If it's the wife of the rabbi, can you say
Rebbetzin? Rebbetzin, that's very good.
That's what he
means. So yeah, Rebbetzin is very good. Makes a difference. A That's what we're looking for. Not the first name and not Shalom, personally.
Get insulted
if
you do that. Crazy
people get insulted. What can we do? People get insulted. I hope they don't. You do it with a nice way. I'm telling you, the model of my son, his name is Rav Lozor Brandsdorfer, the son of Rav Meir Brandsdorfer, one of the biggest tzaddikim in Yerushalayim. He was left a few years ago. So he's a very holy man, this model. Completely shut his eyes or anything. And he came to my house to see the baby before the bris, after the bris. Yeah, I knew he was a holy man. How did I know? He didn't look even towards my wife at all. But he acted so politely, unbelievable. In a very not personal way, but very polite. A person could do that. I don't know what's that to do, I guess. Right? No one told me to do that. Allah was said already. He asked me, he said, come and say hello, hello, how are you doing? And then general does that. And then go to your corner. Everyone that feels good, that you paid attention to them, that's all. What's the problem? Yeshalbeh mikrim, I'll tell you where the problem comes. If a woman has all the attention from her husband and everything, she's not going to go and look for other things. A lot of times, of a mikrim, her husband does not respect the wife, and she doesn't respect all the problems in that house. And the husband does not respect his wife, does not make her important, make her the most important thing in the house, the queen of the house. But at work, suddenly someone's saying nice words to her. And I tell you a story, my wife told me. She was working with this photographer. So she asked me, you're married? No, I'm divorced. It's a long story, forget, I'm getting married soon again. What happened? We got interested. My wife went with an Arab. Mm-hmm. What?
What?
An Arab? His wife went with an Arab? Mm-hmm. How could that be? What was the story? Listen to this. Maybe she didn't get attention. Whatever it is. This is what happens when you work in a place. She's the head of the Mishneret. I don't know how you say Mishneret.
Shift.
Of a shift, right? In a big supermarket. You know Yerushalayim? Haredi supermarket. Yes. So she's the head of the shift. She stays last. And everything was on camera of the place. But now, and why is that? Could be she didn't get enough attention at home. Could be all kinds of things. Could be she was the, whatever it is. First of all, that's another reason why a person has to keep his shalom bayis really strong, really tight. If not, the woman goes and finds another place to feel good. And second of all, a woman cannot work in a place with men. Especially now with Arabs. Shema.
A lot of children are
here.
We personally know, I don't remember who it was, my wife knows because she knows the families. Haredi, was your chazer b'tshuva, Haredi, married a fellow from the Haredi family. One day she runs off with an Arab and a Kabbalan.
They'll go to.
Takes the children, goes to Beth Lechem with Arab Kabbalan, it's been there years.
איך יהודים שמחשבים את עצמם נראה שמיים יוכלו לעבוד את האור לאור מה שמשרד וכדומה? How is it that Jews which consider דירי שמיים, right, they go and work with a mixture of men and women, how can that be? In the same office, the same there, how can that be? You see here in the office, there's only women. No men in the office. And if you go in, they yell at you, leave. בפרט בירידת הדורות, especially in the generations went so low, כשמצב המוחות בחירד, the situation of our brain is really bad. Like Rabbi Nachman says, that with, he said in his generation, yeah, there's a story, Rabbi Nachman, he had his wife's daughter, in those days the women also, the girls also, over 12, they already covered their head. With like not like a head cover, like a shawl cover.
Also in Morocco.
Yeah. And she had her shawl, whatever, hanging on the door. His daughter, the daughter of Rabbi Nachman. And I promise you, it wasn't red, it wasn't colorful, probably was gray or brown or something like dead for sure. And Nachman told her, my students are coming, and then who were the students of Rabbeinu? We know who they were. Rabbi Yidel, Rabbi Naftali, Rabbi Nassim, these are Jews which were able to speak. One of them was able to speak to Rabbeinu after Rabbeinu died and get answers. The other one was able to do tikkun neshamas after Rabbeinu died. Not talking about Stam Yidden, talking about the holiest people on earth. And he told, remove it, this generation, people's brains are very weak and they might get a hero from this shawl of yours. This Rabbeinu said 200 years ago, with a shawl which has nothing to do with anything to do with having any bad thoughts. The holiest people, he said the minds are weak. So what are you going to say? What are we going to say?
There's not even a mind to be weak.
And today, I was in Petah Tikva for Shabbos, Shem Merachem. People forget to get dressed. I'm telling you, they forget to get dressed. They walk in the street naked. I just saw the men. They walk in the street with sneakers and
shorts
and bathing suit. Yeah. After they walk in the street. Yeah. What's the new shine myself?
No.
Nothing.
Oh, we're not even talking about LA.
No, no. Then LA is San Francisco. We heard about it already. No. It could be also the going, but that's how people walk in. So the women, just imagine how they walk in the street. They wear a top. So. Vazor HaKadosh Katub, Sheikar Etzarao Al Arayot. The Zohar Kodesh says that the main Etzarao is about Arayot, women that you're not allowed to be with. Al Anashim Asurot Lanu, which is women which are prohibited for a person, which that includes any woman besides his wife. Lachet. Sheaf Echad Lo Yishaker Et Atzmo, therefore no one should lie to himself. Ze Barur She'en Shuv Efsharut Leimaled Mi'urim Ad She'Yishaber Et Tivo B'Shlemut. It's obvious, it's clear that there's no way to run away of bad thoughts if a person does not break his nature completely. Nature of looking at women, nature of the desire for women. Like Rabbi Nachman says about himself, She'en etzlo shum hevdel ben gever le'isha. He has no difference between a man and a woman. That's Rabbi Nachman says. Ve'en lo shum tzayru v'tava klal. He has no thought that a woman was that. He didn't have any comprehension of that. Ve'lezah shlemut zecha liot kol shifatenu. To this completeness, all of our, that's what we shifa, all of our ambition has to be. Ve'gam mishin nakim yiruim. And even if someone doesn't have any bad thoughts anymore, in the tzaddikim, it's a way of kedusha that a person will disconnect himself, prevent himself from any connection with women which are not his wife. Tzaddikim kedushim utolim. A lot of very tzaddikim, big tzaddikim, they don't receive women to speak with them. For example, Rabbi David Abuchatzira, he doesn't have any women come to his office. Rabbi Salim never had women come to his office, to his house. That's how it was. You know, the most of someone who's very far from being queen has to anything to be disconnected from women. It's very easy, very easy. Fall in this thing. So now we'll tell you some stories of Shmuel Shapira.